in what was supposed to be the summer of freedom. But COVID cases are rising again in all 50 states. Hospitals in Missouri are overrun. In fact, infections are surging in most southern states with low vaccination rates. A pandemic of the unvaccinated, it's being called. And there's also news today that a teenage alternate on the U.S. Women's Olympic Gymnastics team in the Olympic Village in Tokyo has tested positive. Let's bring back Dr. Lena Wen, professor of public health at George Washington University and an ER physician who joins us by Skype. And Dr. Wen, you are incredibly polite, but I'm wondering, is it hard for you to resist saying, I told you so?
I am very concerned, I think, about two things. One is the rate of spread that's happening all over again. We didn't have to be here. I mean, I look around the world and there are so many people around the world who would love to be in the position that the U.S. is in. We are begging people to get a life-saving vaccine when in many parts of the world, there are healthcare workers and vulnerable elderly people who have yet to see a drop of the vaccine and might die because of it. The other thing that I am concerned about is that we had actually predicted that we might be here because of the CDC's guidance for vaccinated people that unfortunately was misinterpreted as guidance for unvaccinated people. So unvaccinated people, because mask restrictions fell and were lifted prematurely all across the country, unvaccinated people have been behaving as if they are vaccinated. And as a result, we have disincentivized vaccines. And we are now seeing these massive surges. And I think it's going to be really hard to put the genie back in the bottle and reinstate restrictions again.
Well, some places are starting. We know that LA County, Los Angeles County, is mandating masks for everyone, vaccinated or unvaccinated, when they're inside starting today. So that is happening. I'm assuming the spread, the contagion you talk about, is because of the more contagious Delta variant. What are you hearing from healthcare workers who are probably stinging at the talk of the pandemic being over?
Well, the pandemic is not over. And we have seen, though, many people behaving as if it is. And again, I think this could be traced back to the precipitous and premature ending of indoor mask mandates and the free license it then allowed for unvaccinated people to do whatever they like. The honor code, honor system that many businesses were asking people to abide by clearly has not worked. And so I'm glad that LA County is taking action. I really think that the CDC should change their overall guidance as well, because at this point, we know we're dealing with this extremely contagious variant, the most contagious variant yet, the Delta variant. And I think the CDC should clarify their guidance to say that if unvaccinated and vaccinated people are mixing, there needs to be proof of vaccination, or else everybody should still be wearing masks when indoors.
Well, I have questions for you on that. First, I want to hear from Dr. Fauci, because the rate of vaccinations is dropping even as new cases rose over the weekend. So it's actually going the wrong way as caseloads are going up. And he told CNN that misinformation is driving this. And he used it as an example of the success in eradicating smallpox and polio. Let's listen.
If we had had the pushback for vaccines the way we're seeing on certain media, I don't think it would have been possible at all to not only eradicate smallpox, we probably would still have smallpox and we probably would still have polio in this country.
Dr. Wen, President Biden also said vaccine misinformation on social media is killing people. Fox News opinionators are falsely claiming that vaccine outreach, you know, local health workers going door to door with information, is forced vaccinations. The COVID shots are being called experimental. They are not. They have emergency use because the review process is so long. So you're an ER doc. What's the one thing that can be said to people to override all of that?
There are a lot of people who have not gotten vaccinated yet for one reason, which is that they are more worried about the vaccine than they are about the virus. And I know this sounds so backwards to those of us who understand that this is a potentially deadly virus that's killed more than 600,000 Americans versus the vaccine that's safe and effective and is like other vaccines. And we don't have these complaints about other vaccines on a regular basis. I think we need to meet people where they are and talk to them about their concerns, explain why the vaccine is our path out of this pandemic. But I also think that on a policy level, the Biden administration needs to recognize that we have hit a wall when it comes to vaccine numbers. We can't do more of the same. We need to talk about vaccines differently. This is not just about individual choice. Nobody should have the right to infect others with a potentially deadly disease. Nobody should have the right to take away somebody else's ability to make the best decision for themselves and for their families.
Well, Dr. Nguyen, I want to ask you about that because five members of the vaccinated Texas Democratic caucus tested positive. You know, they went to D.C. last week. We know there are breakthroughs, but when we talk about masking, well, for instance, Dr. Fauci said studies show far less of a viral load infection in the nasal passage of a vaccinated person when they become infected than in the unvaccinated. So should vaccinated people still wear a mask to protect other people, or who should be wearing masks besides unvaccinated people?
That's a great question. So I would break it down into three categories. Unvaccinated people around other unvaccinated people, you should definitely be wearing a mask. Vaccinated people around other people who you know are fully vaccinated do not need to wear a mask. That's actually the safest place to be. However, if you are vaccinated and you are around a lot of unvaccinated individuals, especially in an area of high coronavirus transmission, you might consider wearing a mask. Yeah. Think of the vaccine as a really good raincoat. It protects you when it's drizzling. But if there are thunderstorms all the time, you might still get wet. And so you want to protect yourself, especially if you live at home with unvaccinated younger children or immunocompromised individuals.
And this is all happening as we hear a teenage gymnast has been infected in the Olympic Village in Tokyo. Dr. Lina Nguyen, a professor of public health at George Washington University, thank you.
Thank you.